Find yourself too busy, stressed out, and unfulfilled? Know what you are supposed to do, but have no idea how to fit it all in? Doesn't have to be that way. Welcome to Seamless Life with Alan Vaisberg, a program that shows you how to do all the things you know you're supposed to do. Listen live, call in, and allow us to help you make your life seamless.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Seamless Life. I'm happy to be back with you. We had a little bit of a break. I went on my vacation where I was very active, which ties in nicely to what we're going to be talking about tonight. Although I do find that it's a little difficult to transition easily and be laughing and funny and lighthearted when we hear about all of the stories right before this. Which I think it's a point that's worth repeating, that there is so much that goes around us all the time. We can either pay attention to it, be absorbed and consumed by it, and live in fear of something that may happen to us, or we can go on about our lives. We can choose to be positive. We can, you know, be active, as we're talking about in this particular hour. It really is up to us. We will put all of that negativity aside of what's happening in the world, and we're just going to focus on us. What can we do to make ourselves better? What can we do to make our own lives better? Because we are a reflection on everybody around us. So if we are happy, if we are taking care of ourselves, if we are being nice to others, then hopefully that will reverberate. And if we make a change in ourselves, then other people will make a change in them. Then our whole world can get better, right? If you want to make a change, take a look at yourself, as Michael Jackson said in a beautiful song, which I really enjoy. So tonight we are talking about activity. And we're not talking about activity just in terms of exercising, because exercising is a part of it. But we're talking about all of the things that actually support you being active. And you know what the show is about. The show is trying to help you in reality of taking different esoteric and non-esoteric concepts and making your life simpler and easier, noting how busy, ridiculously busy and stressed we all are. And we're trying to take that, insert good habits into it, change the life, rebalance it, so we can go on about it, continue growing, continue expanding, and being the best version of ourselves. So today we're going to talk about activity. And after the first segment, we're going to have two wonderful guests on. Carol Egan and Kristen Gretsch are going to jump on and tell us from their perspectives, which are very different, of how they view it, and their expertise can help us become more active. And then finally, we have the last segment at the end of the show, where I will tell you my ideas, things that I work through my Seamless method with people on, that help support your activity levels. So why do we care about activity? Well, let's get to the basics. Physical activity. Well, we need to have physical activity because it helps build and maintain such things as healthy bones, muscles, joints. It helps us control weight and reduce fat. It helps us prevent the delay or at least slow down the development of high blood pressure. Activity is vital. We are made to move. We are not made to sit. Although everything that we're doing right now, including what I'm doing currently, is sitting. I should try to do the show standing. I'll see how that works. But we are sitting way too much. And unfortunately, we think that we are sitting the whole day at our jobs, which most of us are sitting anyway. And then we go on and then we work out for, you know, half an hour or an hour. We try to take a walk and that's enough. It's a great start, but it's certainly not enough. Because when we look at the statistics are actually really quite sad. And I mean, we're talking about adults, but if we look at children, did you know that nearly one third of high school students, not children, but, you know, future adults, are playing video games or computer games for 3 or more hours on an average school day? So we're talking about our scores going down, our country becoming more obese, our culture, you know, eroding to a large extent. And I'm not saying that the video games are to blame. They are but a factor in this equation. But if they're spending at least 3 hours playing video games, when do they have time to study? When do they have time to be active? When do they have time to actually learn? How much time are they spending on doing things they really love aside from looking at the computer screen? So it's, that's relating to activity as well. Speaking of adults, and that's where I focus on mostly, but less than 5%, unfortunately, of adults in the United States participate in 30 minutes of physical activity each day. Less than 5%. That is very, very, very sad. That means that more than 80% of adults don't meet the guidelines for aerobic and muscle strength and activities. And that doesn't seem like a lot, but that's huge, huge numbers of people. We're talking about more than 80 million people age 6 or older that are inactive at all. They're just not active. We are not necessarily a healthy society. And even though we are starting to eat better, which is a part of it, we are not exercising, we're not being active. And for those people that want to exercise, if they don't follow other things that they need to do to support that lifestyle, then they very quickly get injured, or they don't have enough energy to work out, or they don't have enough time to work out in their day, right? If kids are playing 3 hours or more of computer games, when do they have time for anything else, right? The nutrition is really, really sad. The average calories have been increasing in the last 30 years by 600 or more calories, which doesn't sound like a lot, but when you're supposed to eat, 2,000 to 2,400 calories a day, that's a lot. That's a lot. We can save a ton of money if we start eating better. We're dealing with catastrophic numbers in terms of obesity. I read somewhere that in 30 years, I think half of Americans are going to be classified as obese if we continue on this path. It's really, really sad. We're eating a lot of calories that are coming from what I would call the empty calories that are coming from things that are really not good for you. We're eating calories from sugar. We're eating calories from solid fats. All of that stuff is not helping you be more active. As a matter of fact, it's actually killing. Well, technically, yes, it's killing you, but it's also making it much more difficult for you to work out. When we're working out, when we're being active, our muscle fibers are being broken down. When they're being broken down, then we can repair them, and we need the proper food in order to repair them. We also need sleep and other things that we'll talk about. Being active is extremely important. When you're looking at the top 10 health risks of the United States, we're talking about high blood pressure. We're talking about kidney disease. We're talking about heart disease. We're talking about all the things that should be prevented with proper levels of activity. If we're looking at high blood pressure, if we're looking at heart disease, these are all the things that could be at least lessened with activity, but we don't do it. So the point of today's show, aside from giving you very sad numbers, is to hopefully inspire everybody to work out. And not just work out, but also to take care of the other factors that should be helping you. I'm going to give you a silly example. I mentioned that I was on vacation, and I'm not putting myself on the pedestal at all, because I certainly am not at my ideal weight yet. Although now that I put myself on my 8-week Seamless program, I am much closer to it. And hopefully with the next 4 weeks or so, I will be at my ideal weight. And I feel far better now than I did a month ago when I started the program. I lost weight. I gained muscle. It's tremendous changes. But the example that I wanted to share with you is what I just did on vacation. For spring break, we took our family to Mexico, where we were at an all-inclusive resort. So from that perspective, ability to be at an all-inclusive resort, which has access to 6 gourmet restaurants. That's not counting the buffets. That's counting all of the alcoholic beverages and everything else that you have at your disposal. You can lounge around, you can sleep, you have the beach. How do you actually not gain weight during that time? And that was my goal. I wanted to go there and come back being healthier than I went in. I wanted to lose weight, or at least not gain any weight. I wanted to work out. So I put my Seamless to the test. And I came back a week later in better shape than I went out, because I worked out every day. My activity increased probably tenfold, just because I didn't work on a daily basis. We were there enjoying ourselves. We were being active. We were out in the fresh air all the time. So when I wasn't swimming, when I wasn't running around, I was playing tennis. When I wasn't doing that, I was working out and actually lifting weights. So I did a lot in terms of activity, and I changed my diet. Even though there was so much food available to me that normally, and judging by my previous experiences of going to the same place, I would come back 3 to 5 pounds heavier just from a week because of the amount of food that was consumed and all of the wonderful options that I can eat there in terms of sweets galore. This time was different. I limited my caloric intake in terms of the sweets, in terms of the breads and pastas. And I don't consume alcohol anyway, so that part was not difficult for me, which I know some people would be a problem. But I did all of these, and I made very small changes, everything that could be done just here. It doesn't have to be done when you're on vacation. I made breakfast and lunch my bigger meals, where I made my dinner the smaller meal. I did not eat any sweets before I went to bed. So dinner, there were no sweets. If I cheated with sweets a little bit, it was during lunch when I knew that I would be playing tennis or working out after that, and I can burn those calories. So just a matter of a little bit of planning and not really restricting myself based on what I was eating, just eating healthier, allowed me to come back and do that. So when we return, we will speak with our guests about other things that we can do to stay active every day. Carol Egan and Kristen Gratch will be with us when we come back. Please stay with us.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, my name is Monica, and I'm the host of Co-Creating Now. Give yourself an opportunity to connect with your all-knowing higher self and manifest joy, love, and peace together every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Conscious media for conscious minds. OM Times.
Welcome back to Seamless Life. I'm Alan Weisberg, and thank you for staying with us. We have Carol on the line right now. Kristen is experiencing a little bit of technical difficulties. We'll help to get her back very shortly. Hi, Carol. How are you?
Hey there, Alan. Good evening. How are you?
Good evening, and we're speaking with Carol Egan. Carol, we're talking about activity. How can people be more active during every day when it's not just about going to the gym and being working out and going to a class. So before we begin that discussion, let's get into a little bit of your background. Tell us about yourself and how you are supporting people in that endeavor.
Alan, I work as a what I like to call a healthy lifestyle coach. So I work with clients in all areas of health. Certainly movement, physical activity is paramount to that. I integrate different modalities of success training and nutritional healing. So to help people feel their most vital, optimum self so that they
can...
And we have Kristen as well. Kristen, hang on. Carol was just giving her background. Go ahead, Carol.
And then they can, so that they can then end up producing, bigger results for themselves in their lives.
Perfect. Kristen, you're with us?
Yes, I am with you. I'm on my phone. Can you hear me all right?
We can hear you just fine. Thank you, Kristen.
Oh, great.
We were asking Carol to give her background as we're talking about activity and doing things that support people on a daily basis. Do you want to give us your background?
Yes, I'm a Pilates teacher. I've been a Pilates teacher for about 16 years. I'm on my second Pilates studio. We're having our 9th year anniversary. We're here in Sonoma County, wine country, California. And what I've gravitated toward in the last maybe 5 or 6 years is functional movement, especially gait, especially walking.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I found is that doing work in the Pilates studio is really wonderful. Some people come a couple times a week. Many people come only once a week. And 1 week, 1 hour out of your week is not enough to make big changes. But if
you
take those movements and incorporate them into your everyday movements like walking, can make a huge impact and change the way you move, which gives you more ease and allows you to participate in more activities in your daily life and feel great as you move throughout your day.
Great. And pun intended on the move. I like that very much.
Yeah.
Excuse me. We'll come back to the movement, actually. I definitely want to bring that up. Carol.
Yes.
You've mentioned that you kind of have a holistic approach to things. So aside from simply working out, what are some of the ways that you and your clients have been supported from the nutritional perspective or anything else that you work with them?
So my emphasis is first and foremost is nutrition, Alan. And it's Kristen?
Yes.
Kristen, yep.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Kristen. So, yes, so my primary impetus is and it's not even just healthy eating any longer, Alan and Kristen and all. It's really healing eating. Clients that come to me, the conversation of healthy eating is just not enough because people have digestive problems. People have some kind of inflammation in their body or some emotional imbalance or, just – stress from everyday living. And so I really emphasize eating to heal the body. And we simultaneously integrate what I call mind shift training practices so that we're integrating this approach from inside to out and from outside to in. So we're working on, a biophysical level and a cognitive level. And I can say, hands down, my experience, it's a magical quotient because people are producing results because they're training their mind also in the ways that make a difference for them individually. I have a whole host of things that I integrate, but we try to strike up the right formula for each client.
Very nice. And now I think everybody can see why I wanted to have both of you on the show, because we're dealing from the holistic perspective. We're going with the eating foods that heal your body to the movement aspect. So now let's dive in. Kristen, in terms yes. of movement, because you are absolutely right. And by the way, I tried Pilates. I love Pilates.
Oh, nice. Nice.
But Pilates is something that I just wasn't able to do every day of the week, nor did I want to, because I wanted to do more other stuff. And I did Pilates initially in order to get better in the tennis shape and be more stretched out nice. So I don't have any injuries.
But yeah, good.
When you're talking about movement, aside from walking, what are the things that people can do?
Well, because our lifestyle generally can be quite sedentary,
yep.
People sitting at their desks, in the workplace, sitting in your car for many hours, some of us, or on a, mm-hmm. a public transportation, even sitting in front of the television in the evenings. So many places where we're just sitting and not using our bodies well. So I teach, I actually have a video series called Pilates for Your Life, and there's video classes with Pilates at your desk, mm-hmm. Pilates in the kitchen, Pilates in the garden, on the stairs, in your car, so that you can take all of the work that you do in the Pilates studio or at home practice, because Pilates can be done just with your own body on a mat at home. And you take all of those principles and you pull them into your daily activity so that you begin to recognize your own patterns and start to stabilize and balance against whatever compensation patterns you may be falling into from old injuries or just poor postural habits. So breathing and lengthening your spine, staying a little bit active in the pelvis, I think is really important when you're sitting at your desk or driving. Just mm-hmm. not getting stuck in one spot. So that's yeah. what I teach.
And it's interesting you brought up driving, because I've noticed, and this is no scientific research by me on this at all, but I've noticed by talking to my wife and a number of other women that all of them seem to have a little bit of a problem with the right hip. And the mm-hmm. problem with the right hip, the only commonality that we were able to figure out is because when they're driving, they're extending the right foot more forward in order to reach yeah. the pedal. And that puts the pressure, that's displacing, maybe a wrong term, but it's elongating that part of the body, and then the hip starts suffering. So
exactly.
Yeah.
It's an imbalance. So here's a really quick tip for driving. I just had a client come in this morning and say, I watched your Pilates in the car video. I drove for 5 hours. I usually can hardly walk, mm-hmm. but I had no pain at all. So here's the quick fix.
Perfect.
Anchor through your left foot. So you can put your foot on the left foot on the floor, anchor through your left sit bone, and through your left hamstring and inner thigh, and that can balance you out a little bit so that you're not dropping fully into the right side.
Or just
tip that makes a big difference.
Or just get a car and drive with your left foot instead of your right one.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, have the steering wheel on the other side. That'll be all sorts of fun. I think people will pay a lot more attention if they're driving.
Change it up. Yeah, absolutely.
See, why not have most people, nowadays have two different cars. Instead of having a minivan and a sports car, why not have just two cars from different sides? I think that's a wonderful idea.
I think so too. That's brilliant. Trademark that right away.
Yes, I'm sure that's going to work wonders in the United States. Carol, before we go to a break, I wanted to dive into the healing eating as opposed to the healthy eating. And I think I get it just by how you started explaining it. It's not just about eating a salad. There are many other things that go into it. But can you expand on that, please?
Well, so I'll start with a quick suggestion, and then I'll expand on it. So one of the things that I recommend to clients who are really eager to move forward, really make some headway right away, I recommend that you drink anywhere from 8 to 32 ounces of fresh juice every day.
And what kind of juice? Let's be more specific, because that can be all sorts of things.
Yes. So that's an awesome question, and funny for that you would even have to ask me, because yeah. most everybody knows that I'm a green juice girl.
Okay. Good.
It's very, very low in sugar. So if you're going to put any fruit in at all, I would limit it to green apples, to just take a little edge off of the vegetables. But certainly one of the mainstays would be cucumber and celery, spinach, kale, romaine, and you would alternate those. You would not eat just one of those every day. Lemon and a little green apple. Certainly adding a combination of some root vegetables like carrot and beets, fresh ginger root and turmeric root. Those two roots are very anti-inflammatory and so beneficial, especially listening to Kristen talking about, you know, people, you know, getting stiff, you know, that people are in sitting positions in their jobs or watching television or sitting at their desks, you know, inflammation, those roots are extraordinary. Green juice is like putting fire out in the body. So green juice, a big green smoothie, and what I like to call a monster green salad. If you did those three things every day, you could literally watch your life change overnight.
Yeah, speaking of movement and putting a little different emphasis on that word, but I think that would create quite a bit of movement in the body.
Yes, that's from a different perspective. I think you're absolutely correct.
That's important too.
Well, that's
actually what it's all about.
Yeah,
right.
No, and it's these things. We have to change the perspective a little bit, right? Because so much of our diet is not plant-based, and so much of our diet is meat-based and carb-based. That when we say that you have to drink a lot of grain, people say, "Okay, fine, I'll drink that juice, and then I'm done, and I'm never eating a salad during the day again." But that's not the point. The point is to continue doing both, because we really can be full. We can get that feeling of being full from eating pretty much anything. But it's what we put into our body that changes everything. And we'll continue talking about that after the break.
Okay.
Please stay with us. We'll be right back with Carol and Kristen.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Know what to do, just can't figure out how to fit it all into your busy life? It doesn't have to be that way. Hi, I'm Ellen Vaisberg from Seamless Life. Join me every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio and learn the how of conscious living. Let me and my guests help make your life seamless.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
If you were a little confused by that, so was I. I heard my voice, and now I heard my voice again. And we're back. And now this is Ellen live instead of in recording. Carol, before we ended on yet another attempt at humor, you were beginning to to add something. So please go ahead.
So I was just elaborating on my first recommendation to clients mm-hmm. that are eager to really dig both heels in. If you're serious about wanting to heal your body, quell inflammation, and inflammation is behind most every illness, chronic, acute problem that people are experiencing today. So, and green is literally like a fire hose. It's going to put that inflammation down. It's going to help heal the wall of your gut. Green juice alone is like magic on the body. It doesn't require digestive fire or digestion at all. It's literally like putting an IV of live nutrition right into your body. It's magical. And so I was wrapping up with, so I had said the green juice, the green smoothie. So you're going to, with the green smoothie, you're going to retain the fiber of those plants and fruits. Mm-hmm. And so that's going to be a little more satiating. I recommend a quick mix for a smoothie would be something like 2 cups of spinach, a green apple, a cup and a half of almond milk, a little bit of maybe bee pollen or flaxseed. Those are both good. One's going to be more, the flax is going to be high fiber. The bee pollen is going to be a wonderful little energy boost and hormone balance and, enormously nutritious. If you can get that bee pollen to be local, you're really doing yourself some great service there as well. A little cinnamon, a small green apple, and half an avocado. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. And again, because of the plant-based protein in the greens and the healthy plant-based fat, it's really going to satiate and hold you longer than a juice, let's say. And then for another meal, to have a big monster green salad, you're going to significantly impact the quality of your life because you've already got a good amount of plant life force energy moving into your body. So if you have a little piece of animal protein with any one of those meals, you've still got a lot of vital nutrition moving in your body.
Yeah, and it's really all about whether people want to be vegan or vegetarian. That part is not necessary for everybody.
That's correct.
To give up meat or fish, all of a sudden. It's really about proportion and getting much more of the plant food in you rather than the carbs like pastas and breads, and then finish that off with animal protein.
Well, and depending on where a client is, right. I'm going to have, of course, the conversation and the recommendations are going to have particular individual nuances to that. But I work with clients, individually, one-to-one.
Perfect. Kristen, let's get back to the movement. We were talking about moving in the car, which is great. And I will make sure that my wife listens to the recording of the show. What other things can people do in terms of moving? Because, again, spine is supremely important. So what can they do to strengthen their spine while being at work and sitting in that position for 8 hours a day?
Well, it's really important just to understand your pattern. We start feeling like we're evenly placed, but generally we all have a pattern of mm-hmm. falling heavier on one side, rotating through the spine, and then everything's going to compensate to make up for that imbalance.
As you're mentioning that, I'm interrupting because I'm leaning on my left side while listening to you, so I'm strengthening up. My apologies.
And, go ahead. And if you start being paying attention to how you slouch in the car or thrust your hips forward when you're in the kitchen, all of the little things that we do to kind of rest in our bones rather than float in our center with our deep foundational muscles turned on. Mm-hmm. So just that little bit of awareness can be really powerful. So I teach people that in the studio, starting with the feet, noticing how you stand into your feet is then going to send repercussions all the way up your body. And a lot of times...
Kristen, I think we lost you there, so we'll let Kristen get back on. Carol, let's continue with you. So in terms of juices and smoothies and a lot more of the green stuff, so to speak, what else can people do in order to support their activity?
Well, you know, I was going to ask, actually talk with Kristen about that in terms of... Oh, to support their activity, I was going to actually mention rebounding, Alan. Oh, are you familiar with rebounding?
I am, but I was never good at basketball, so.
Well, no, not that kind of rebounding.
I'm kidding, but no, the other rebounding, I'm not sure if I'm familiar with.
So your listeners must really look forward to your show there, Alan, because of your playful way. So for everybody who's listening, rebounders are literally a little mini trampoline. Hmm. And they're that is one form of movement that I highly recommend to my clients because it actually helps move the lymph in your body.
Right.
And so that's going to be a great support to your immune system. That's a movement activity that I recommend.
So is that a little trampoline that you're putting under your feet and then use that or?
Yes, yes. So, okay. You know, they're roughly 3 feet, 4 feet wide.
Yeah, I think I've seen them before.
Yes, and you can't, you know, depending on the age of somebody who would want to try something like that, they do sell some with actually even a bar that you can use to balance yourself. But you can use a rebounder where you literally just bounce on it. And then you can take it even more intensive and bounce off of it, like really up and down where you're really causing a great gravitational pull on your body. And NASA deemed rebounding the best exercise. And why did they endorse it? When astronauts go out into space, even if, you know, not even.
Hello?
And Kristen is back with us. Go ahead, Carol. Continue.
They lose muscle mass and bone density because of the zero gravity out in space. And so rebounding is something that they've discovered. Kristen, I was going to mention that to you. Do you recommend that or like rebounding also?
I do. I actually teach a Pilates on the rebounder class.
So that you can incorporate
all of that deep core work, and it's easy on the joints. So, yeah, I love it. Yeah,
Great minds move alike. I love it.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, and all kidding aside, I know that from the sitting perspective, I see many people sitting on a ball, which is great because that allows them to move. But, and I know that there is a big part of joke to it. Why not have, because I don't think this is anything new, but why not have somewhat of a stationary bike approach where you're sitting at your desk and it's something small that allows you to move if you choose to do that?
They have them now, Alan.
Yeah, I thought they
it's
might.
Like a little, it's just like a little pedal on the floor.
Right.
So there's a couple different ones. There's one that's just like a whole desk with a bike on it, but then there's one that's just a little like pedaling for under your feet.
So that makes sense because again, just allows people to move. Which again, what happens in the afternoon? People are eating their very happy lunches, and then everybody falls asleep. So unless you have 5-hour energy or another cup of coffee, what do you do? Well, what you do is you get fresh air, you don't eat the heavy meal, and then you actually move around. And that gets the brain and everything else functioning.
Well, I can certainly offer you that dehydration is another a big culprit for low energy, Alan.
Right.
And so if in case viewers don't know the standard recommendation, it is – at the very least, every day, we should each be getting half our body weight in ounces of water every day. Yep. But if you think you're dehydrated, certainly bring that up to, you know, I say 3 liters, but of course that's not going to work if somebody's 200 pounds. That might not be enough. But one of a really wonderful quick little test is on the, not the inside of your palm, but the top part of your hand, to pinch the skin. And if that skin stays standing pinched in a pinched position, you're dehydrated. And if it pops right back down, the elasticity just goes right back, then you're better hydrated.
I am not dehydrated. Good. I like it. Says Alan, who was chugging water all throughout the show. But then again, this is what I'm teaching people to do, so I better do that myself.
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, that's another wonderful tip. Time for a few other quick tips. So one each before we have to part. Kristen, anything else that you recommend for people to support their activity throughout the day?
Well, I think one of the most important things we can do is to keep breathing. In Pilates, we teach breathing into the back and side ribs where the lungs live. Mm-hmm. So getting that expansion through the back body so that the diaphragm can move fully alleviates tension in the shoulders, for one thing, and also just kind of expands through your rib cage, gets air into your brain. And what I really recommend is exhaling fully, because so many of us never get a full exhale. So to really squeeze out every drop of air and start getting comfortable with a little bit more deflated rib cage, to feel the front rib cage and the sternum drop down. We have a lot of tension in there. So getting a little bit of movement in the rib cage, relaxing the shoulders, and exhaling fully can make a huge impact on your energy and just in getting the body unstuck.
Wonderful advice. Thank you, Kristen. Carol, how about you? One quick one.
Well, I'll just say that was so wonderful that that's exactly what I was going to say. And but so the one that the last and one that I the last
sorry, one I, so sorry, Carol. We're getting the break music. Thank you both so much for being with us. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you. And everybody, please stay with us for one more segment where I'll tell you my suggestions.
Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know. I tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
And welcome back, everybody, to Seamless Life. Wanted to thank Carol and Kristen for their contributions. What a wonderful, wonderful suggestions they have. They certainly straightened me out. I'm no longer slouching. I drank some more water. I feel very, very good about that. So thanks to the ladies. In this last segment, what I wanted to do is to give some of my suggestions, something that people may or may not think about. And we talk about activity, obviously working out. we've mentioned that. Oxygen. Oxygen is something that's vital. So open those windows in your offices if you can. If you don't have those windows open, go outside. Go for a break. So I'm not suggesting you start smoking, but the one good thing that smokers do is they go outside every half an hour, and they stand in the fresh air smoking, which I always found very peculiar and ironic. But you should do the same thing without smoking. Go outside. Don't stand next to the smokers. Just go outside and get some fresh air. Because if you want to support your activity, if you want to support your body, you need lots of oxygen. When you're working out, lots of oxygen is being consumed. You need to build up that. And I know Kristen was talking about getting that oxygen and breathing in. Because once you're working out, you can really get your body out of order if you don't have that breath capacity. So that's one thing. Another thing is your vascular system. You need to get your vascular system straight. And a very easy way to do that is to take contrasting showers. So have some hot water, have some cold water, alternate a few times, stand under that. It doesn't have to be, ice cold water. Certainly shouldn't be boiling hot water either. But just vary it, because that's going to strengthen there not only your immune system, but also your vascular system, which also will help you when you're working out. Not sitting at work, we've already mentioned. Eating, we've already mentioned. When I talk about nutrition with people during my Seamless method and otherwise, many people tend to fall into really bad habits. They want to work out, but then they come from work and they want to eat. So they come from work, they eat, and then they realize that they can't work out right after eating, and then all of a sudden it's too late to work out. Oh, well, I'll try better tomorrow. It doesn't work that way. So get into proper habits. You want to eat after you work out. There is some light food that you can have before you work out, but eat afterwards. And if you have to eat and you can't work out, then go for a walk. Go for a walk. It'll be a nice ability for you to get, to burn those calories, to continue getting that exercise, and at least get your 30 minutes off any activity during the day. Speaking of activities, we talked about exercising. When dance. Dance is another activity that anybody can do. Turn on some music, get Pandora going, turn on, radio or what have you, and just dance. If you have kids, run around with your kids, dance with your kids, climb the stairs, do things just for fun. These are all activities, which is, by the way, something that you can do at work, not dancing, although that would be fun. You can climb stairs. So if you are working in a facility that has stairs instead of elevator, take those. Take the stairs going up, take them going down. It doesn't have to be something that you're doing during lunch and then you get sweaty and you have to change clothes. Just walk up the stairs. These are all the things that are going to help you get the blood moving. Then we're talking about other things that are not quite as clear. What I found very interesting is in terms of water. I've always been advising people that when you wake up in the morning, first thing you should do is drink a lot of water. What I noticed on my own accord, and I'm sure there's been research on this, and not to ruin anybody's appetite who's listening right now, and if you are, maybe you should stop eating for a moment. But what you also shouldn't do is eat breakfast right away, because your body needs time to actually eliminate. And we talked about movement, and we made a joke with Carol about that. But your body needs time to eliminate. So once you drink water, do not eat anything for 40 minutes, an hour or so, because you are allowing your body to actually get all of the waste product that it's been accumulating during the night out. Because what do? We wake up, we eat breakfast, we go to work. Your body doesn't have time to actually get everything processed, and you keep on piling it on and on and on. And guess where all of that stuff is? It's in your digestive system. It's in your intestines. And all of that stuff, that waste product, is not necessarily the best for you. So that's when your system starts getting poisoned. That's when you have inflammation coming in. These are all of the things that we need to think about. So allow your body an opportunity to actually eliminate. Include some days, and I don't necessarily say that you should be fasting all the time, but include some days that are lighter for you. If you don't want to go to the suggestions that Carol has advised, which I like a lot in terms of adding a lot of green into your diet to flush out the system. But at least have some days that are less of food than you're eating. You know, first thing that I did once I came back from my vacation, which was yesterday is my light day. Even though I was eating healthier, I still was consuming more food than I normally would because I have three meals a day. So today is my easy day. And I didn't eat a lot for breakfast. I didn't eat a lot for lunch. I didn't eat a heavy dinner, which I normally wouldn't anyway. I'm going to work out, so it's a light day. Include those throughout your time, which will make it easier for you. Another one is energy. So when we're talking about energy and having enough energy throughout the day, we use many external means in order to get the energy, such as the 5-hour energy drinks or the caffeine in tea or coffee. We keep pumping that stuff in. It's not really healthy for you. And yes, 5-hour energy may be healthier than other things, but that's not really what you should be doing. So what you can be doing in terms of getting that energy is not to waste that energy. And this is where the esoteric concepts come in. You do realize that when you are thinking about something, when you're distracting, or when you're doing what everybody seems to be recommending, that we can multitask and I'm so good at doing multiple things at the same time, nonsense. When you are multitasking, that means that you are not focused on anything. That means that your energy is dispersed in different directions. That means that you're expending a lot of energy on trying to hold many things in a space at the moment. That energy is wasted. So if you want to have more energy, stop wasting your energy on other things like multitasking. Focus on one thing at a time. When you're trying to eat, don't be watching TV at the same time. When you're having a conversation, don't be checking on your phone updates to see what else is happening on Facebook. I know it sounds ridiculous, and I don't mean to be talking down to anybody, but we are holding so much in all the times, including myself, that we are wasting that precious energy. And then you feel drained and you feel tired. Another reason why you may be feeling tired, getting into even more esoterics, is because we are empathic people. We pick up on energies. We are around other people and we pick up on their energies. So make sure that you are protecting yourself. It doesn't matter what you believe in or don't believe in. Protect yourself. Protect that energy and make sure that you're cleansing yourself of it on a regular basis. Every time you take a shower, you're cleansing the not just the physical parts of your body in terms of, you know, sweat or anything else, but you're cleansing all the energy as well. Make sure that it's more of a conscious exercise. And if you feel that you need to take a shower daily because you feel dirty or you need to cleanse, it's the same way with energy. Whether you meditate or just do a cleanse by closing your eyes and imagining a waterfall, or imagining yourself bathing in the white light that's cleansing you of everything and removing all of the cords or attachments. Use whatever techniques you want, but cleanse yourself. This is all the wasted energy or drained energy that doesn't allow you to be as active as you want to be on a daily basis. All of that stuff comes in play. So when we're talking about being active, it's a lot more than just working out. It's making sure that you have the proper nutrition, that you have the healing nutrition. I really love how Carol was saying this. It's not just the healthy foods. It's the healing foods. You need to make sure that the foods are aligned with the energy that you're trying to create. If you're trying to vibrate at higher frequencies, eating meat is not going to help you during that time. You need to be eating something that's vibrating at higher frequencies as well. The reason why a lot of the greens or vegetables or fruits are good for you is because they're in a natural state. They have live enzymes, so your body doesn't have to exert as much energy to actually go through the digestive process. We don't have to utilize our own, you know, packs of enzymes. We can just use the ones that come with the food, which doesn't happen with the food that's been processed already. So it is many, many, many of these things, and that's what we need to be cognizant of. It's not just one. It's not that I can sit the whole day, eat crap, and go work out for half an hour, and I'll be great. You won't. It's better than not doing it, but there's a lot more to it. You want to be healthy. It's a process. It's a holistic system. We are holistic people. We are spiritual beings having a physical experience. And if we look at everything from that perspective, if we look at everything in terms of how is my spiritual body doing? How is my physical body doing? How are they connected? What can I do in order to facilitate the entire process? That's when you're going to start healing. That's when you'll start achieving your ideal weight. That's when your mind is going to be clear. That's when all of these things are going to transpire. Many, many, many things are happening. So focus on that. Coming back to the negativity that we were addressing at the beginning of the show, that's another huge element of us not being active. There's a part of us that naturally gets depressed when we hear of all the things that are happening in the world that are negative. And we wonder, why are people so bad? Why would they do something like that? As you spend time contemplating that, your vibrations lower. You get into that energy. You start attracting that energy into your life. And then your life starts reflecting it. So be positive. Be positive, be active, be the moving force in your life, and you'll see everything around you change. I love all of you. Have a wonderful evening, and we'll speak to you next week on Seamless Life with Alan Baysberg. Good night, everybody.